Welcome to the ABR podcast, where some of Australian Book Review's contributors read their articles or discuss them with ABR staff. My name is Peter Rose, and I'm the editor of ABR. If you enjoy these podcasts, think about subscribing to the magazine. Those 25 and under can do so for as little as $25 for the online version, or just $60 for print plus online.
My name is Christopher Menz, and I lead the ABR Cultural Tours, which we present in association with Academy Travel. After our hugely successful tour to Vienna last year, we will lead a 13-day residential tour of Vienna this year. This will take in the spectacular collections of the Habsburgs, the musical heritage of Haydn, Mozart and Beethoven, and the striking modernist architecture of the city. Vienna, where we will be based throughout the tour in October, is an ideal city for an extended stay, and the program has been designed to make the most of its many attractions. Several musical performances will feature in the program, and full details are available on the Academy Travel website.
In this week's ABR podcast, Michael Smith reviews a memoir from poet, novelist, librettist and Adelaide GP Peter Goldsworthy. The book's title is The Cancer Finishing School. Smith begins by observing that doctors aren't supposed to become incurably ill, before immediately recognising this as the useless delusion of a patient. Goldsworthy himself found his diagnosis unthinkable, not to mention unethical, Smith writes. But before long, Goldsworthy began to see cancer as excellent material for the doctor-writer, and so it proved by Smith's estimation. Michael Smith is a Melbourne-based writer and editor whose most recent book is Merlin, a biography of the widow of Sidney Meier. Here is Michael Smith with It Might Be. P is for Peter, physician, patient, poet. Published in the April issue of ABR.
The Cancer Finishing School, Lessons in Laughter, Love and Resilience by Peter Goldsworthy. Read by Michael Smith. It might be P for Peter, physician, patient, poet. That doctors aren't supposed to become incurably ill is something their patients might say, and about as useless as declaring that dentists are forbidden from contracting toothache or that undertakers should live forever, seeing other people out, not themselves. For Peter Goldsworthy, eminent novelist, poet, librettist, and an Adelaide general practitioner for more than 40 years, the notion of being diagnosed with multiple myeloma, or cancer of the plasma cells, was as unthinkable as it was putatively unethical. Even Hippocrates himself, so it was said, didn't die until his late 90s, of causes unknown. Goldsworthy was at least 30 years short of that when, in August 2018, he had an MRI scan for a severe knee problem. The radiologist called him into the office to inspect the images. Bone oedema. Knee replacement suggested. There might be another problem, the radiologist continued. The bone marrow looks a bit odd. It might be multiple myeloma. Instant denial, Goldsworthy recalls, was followed almost immediately in the time it took him to limp to a nearby newsagent to buy a lottery ticket. He won precisely $17.35. By elation. It feels as if I both have cancer and don't simultaneously, he writes, presciently adding, my first stray thought, cancer is a gift. I might be lucky to have it. What priceless material for a doctor-writer. Soon enough, strictly clinical common sense prevailed. With test results confirmed, nearest and dearest informed, specialists consulted and treatment organised, Goldsworthy had the beginnings with which to write about his condition. Does the world need yet another book about cancer? He asks. Well, yes. As he points out, getting it down on paper was a combination of self-therapy and special to me, if not yet stamped urgent. It was also a significant advance beyond Goldsworthy's own arch 17-syllable summation. If you want to write a memoir, please consider a haiku instead. In fact, Cancer Finishing School is much more than a memoir treatise. It is a disarmingly honest, often graphic, but endearing positive journey that, like a Glenelg tram, takes its time to trundle along destiny's tracks with, one can only hope, a long time yet before it reaches the terminus. Goldsworthy, writing in the chapter Year Zero of his stem cell transplant, puts it more succinctly. My future hangs in the balance, my fate is being weighed. Will I be granted a pardon, or at least a leave pass from this incurable disease for another decade? I do believe in hope. Writing a happy ending is permitted, therefore, but less as a kind of positive voodoo magic than as a plain, useful optimism. Along the way, Goldsworthy expands and enlivens his narrative by bringing in many of the cast who populate his multifarious existence. Whizzing round in this literary centrifuge are many family members, including his wife, Lisa, children Anna, Alex, and Daniel, several grandchildren, and various friends and colleagues, plus a litany of Goldsworthy's patients, long past and still present, whose own illuminating experiences and tales form a treasure trove of mental medical files scattered across the messy seabed of my head. The patients function as a sort of Greek chorus to the action, an important part of the story, yet also peripheral in terms of anonymity. Identities are carefully concealed or even combined, but presented by the ever-precise Goldsworthy in rough alphabetical order. Although one patient, G, wouldn't stand for Galen, but after some negotiating, consented to Gemma. Also in the amalgam are some fictitious characters from the past, introduced by Goldsworthy, often to identify, challenge, and elaborate on his own perceived professional shortcomings. Thus, a sequence in Uncle Vanya by his great literary and medical forebear, Anton Chekhov, in which Dr. Astrov recalls a persistent memory of one of his patients who died during surgery. This triggers Goldsworthy's recollections of his late patients, especially one, Paula, who years before had died suddenly, even before he had the chance to counsel her on the true severity of her illness. This in turn brings in the spectres of W. H. Auden's tragic Miss Edith G., whose doctor remarked, "Cancer's a funny thing," and Henry Purcell's Dido, who lamented, remember me, but ah, forget my fate." Goldsworthy's self-diagnosis, the memories we truly need are still there, is bolstered by an additional thought that rather than the long dead, it's my living, breathing family of patients I'm about to lose, and then slowly, inevitably, forget. This is a truly sad moment, when earlier on, Goldsworthy realizes he will have to stand back from his practice, for his own good as well as the continuing welfare of his patients, that part of a very big, very extended, adapted family. I hope it's not giving too much away to reveal that Dr. Pete does, in fact, return to work, as a bare-headed, skeletal version of his former self, who requires long consultations to bring his once-again regular patients up to date. Then, a few months later, it's 2020, and Goldsworthy's hair is regrown to almost afro-luxuriance. COVID sweeps in, along with extended lockdowns and meetings on Zoom. Then, before we know it, it's October 2021, and Lisa throws Peter a 70th birthday party. After which we accelerate into the present and almost miraculously remission, at least for the time being. I've tried to live the past 3 years unbothered by the disease and its various remedies, but it has provided the controlling framework of my life, Goldsworthy writes in the closing pages in the chapter Lessons Learnt. He reflects on dying, but also on beauty and on love. I need love to survive. It is, thank heavens, premature to describe this book as Goldsworthy's epitaph. Better, I think, to say it's the work of a lifetime, one sustained by inexhaustible knowledge from the creative and medical sides of Goldsworthy's brain, and leavened by his equally honed curiosity and wit. He writes in the unmistakable voice of the poet, with cadences and dramatic pauses you can almost hear. Actually, you can. The Cancer Finishing School is also an audio book narrated by the author. I plan to listen to it at once.
Thanks for listening to the Australian Book Review podcast. Join us again next week. If you enjoyed this episode, why not consider subscribing to ABR? Subscriptions start from just $10 a month for full digital access. Visit our website for more information. We'd like to thank Stacey Chan, who edits the podcast, as well as our contributors who take the time to read their articles and creative writing. And if you enjoy listening to the ABR podcast, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes.